Hey everyone, I'm Emma, and I'm going to be your host for this podcast, and I'd just like to start off with a question for the crowd.
Hey!
Alright, so I have a quick question for you. Okay, so take this. You're driving through town on a rainy night, and you pass a bus stop with three people waiting there. An old woman who looks really sick, your best friend who once saved your life, and your soulmate. But here's the catch, you only have one more seat in your car. Who do you take and help out?
Who are the three people again?
Your soulmate, a best friend who once saved your life, and an old woman who looks very sick. Hello?
My best friend who has saved my life before.
And why?
Because there's just kind of like a bond that friends have that you can't really break. And obviously, if they've saved your life before, you kind of owe them.
Awesome. So, thank you, Anya. Bye-bye.
So when asked the same question, a man from Texas answered that he would give the keys to his car to his best friend to take the old woman to the hospital while he waited with the woman of his dreams. Smart guy. The moral of the story was they have many choices in your life, and what you do with those choices defines you and the path that you are on. My family made many choices far before I was born that have greatly affected my life. My entire family is from Croatia, and they were born during a time of war and communism. Their families were not in the Communist Party, so their lives were very, very difficult. They couldn't get jobs, and if they misspoke or broke even small rules, they could be killed. Because of this, my grandma, grandpa, and father all fled at different times during the war. Somehow, their paths all collided in America, and all of a sudden, they had brand new lives. They watched a country that they grew up and loved crumble and then have to completely rebuild. It was difficult, but then kids and family came along, and their lives in America seemed more normal and less like a temporary home. My life would have been completely different if it weren't for World War II and Croatia's nation-building phase. Now my parents and I have pride for our heritage. Like Idoa Konita once said, "Your pride for your country should not come after your country becomes great. Your country becomes great because of your pride in it." My family's choices in the historical and political conflict in Croatia has completely changed how my life has turned out. And honestly, it's for the better. My teenage years are as normal as one could imagine. I attend a public school that teaches me the basic subjects like math, science, and obviously, history. I play sports and do extracurricular activities, and this is all thanks to the Enlightenment, believe it or not. Philosophers during the Enlightenment valued science and math over religion, which brought us public schooling. A.B.C. Abdul Kalam says, "Ultimately, education in its real sense is the pursuit of truth. It is an endless journey through knowledge and enlightenment." Philosophers did a lot of thinking on the best lifestyle or way of life that included freedom for all people and a sort of liberal lifestyle. This translated over to a system of government which we have modernized and are currently living under, a smooth-running democracy. Enlightenment ideas created a modernized society which I was born and grew up in. Obviously, the world as we know it is extremely technology and consumer-based. Like, seriously, I'm making a podcast on a tiny device that I paid $100 for. Everyone is obsessed with the newest, coolest tech that you can buy, and everyone has their eyes glued to their device. I sound like a parent now. This all started during the Industrial Revolution, when production boomed, and all of a sudden, England was transformed into a land of factories and industry. This is similar to how all of a sudden, in the 2008, there was a technology boom, and everyone's focused, including mine, was tech. Alexis Ohanian says, "To join in the Industrial Revolution, you need to open a factory. In the Internet Revolution, you need to open a laptop. My whole life, all I knew was technology, so without the Industrial Revolution, my life would be a bit more difficult. I will continue to make choices that will affect my life in the future, what college I go to, what job I get, and where I live. And I will also make these choices that will affect my future children. Everything that happens in history changes the world, even if it's just a tiny bit."